Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we have Rajni Didi with us all the way from Japan. Though she doesn't need any introduction, but a very short introduction let me give you. She's a director and national coordinator of Brahma Kumaris in Japan and Philippines. She is in Baba's knowledge almost from 5 decades. She's a beacon of hope. She's a beacon of joy. Didi, thank you for being with us. And today's topic is methods of becoming bestower constantly. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So can you say Om Shanti as a bestower? Om Shanti. So very beautiful theme in this season. We got it. Becoming like a father, bestower. In Hindi we call it Data. One who gives. We take from Baba, but we give to the whole world. We are not called taker in a way, right? But we do take, because we have a right to take from Baba. What do we take from Baba? As Baba gives us 3 special things. Almost everything, but 3 are virtues, powers, and wisdom. These 3 are called inheritance. The more virtues we have, the more wisdom we have, the more powers we have, the more we give. Actually, we all have experienced giving through smile, through happy feelings, cooking nice food for others, giving good company. These are all methods of giving. You know, we lived with Dadi Janki, with Dadi Gulzar. Even in the car, we used to go somewhere. Their prakampan, vibrations, their company constantly nourished us. Whole day, you can be the giver, bestower. And we can bestow every soul, whosoever comes in front of me. Whatever they need, they will pick up from me. But beautiful stage, what Baba wants us to have is Simriti Savroop. Simriti Savroop means embodiment of remembrance. We all are BK, Brahmins. Some are 50 years in Gyan, some 20, maybe some 2. But how lucky we are that we all can become bestower. I will share lot of examples of Madhuban Nivasis, which Dadi used to share with us. Sometimes we think we give lecture, we are bestower. Is it right? You can give lecture, people will clap for you. You are bestowing Gyan. But down to earth, you know, Dadi told us the beautiful way to serve people is from the heart. Isn't it? One story I want to share with you. So, 2 brothers used to come during Brahma Baba's time by train to meet Brahma Baba. And they had a free tickets, you know, they are working in the train. Every time they come, they experienced from Brahma Baba uplifting vibration. That is bestowing. In once, twice, many times, they come visit Madhuban. This is a real story. One day they told Baba, Brahma Baba, Baba, now we are ready to surrender. You can see how bestowing stage of Brahma Baba, making souls. Yeah, at that such level, they want to surrender. Then Baba said, okay, talk to Mama. And they talked to Mama, and Mama settled everything that you have a family, and you give your passbook, money, whatever you have to your eldest children, and they look after the mother and home, and you are free. Very good advice, huh? Mama gave. And they gave. So they came to Baba. And as they came to Baba, they followed routine, daily routine of Brahmin life. And they did Karam Yoga also. So they were earning spiritual income. But one day they told Brahma Baba, Baba, we did not bring any money because we gave to Lokik. So how will we get in golden age our, you know, fruit? We did not invest anything. We have to bestow, right, in every level. They were doing Karam Yoga and they were spreading vibration, but also investment is needed. They asked Baba, how shall we do it? Brahma Baba said, how will you do? Look at their effort. They told Baba to save electricity. We will go every day to pick up wood. Make the water hot on the wood, and 300 people get water every day. We will not use electricity, and whatever money will be saved from that, Baba, that is our bestowing for the new world. Eh? How souls can think? And every day they did. And how many hundreds of people? 300 people get the hot water. How much blessing they were getting? In the morning time, hot water available for hundreds of people. They were so happy. Their face radiated. They did not look tired. They looked very happy. Is it called bestower or not? Doing everything from the heart is the method to bestow. I can do seva, help others, inside struggling is not called bestower. Inside, shall I do or not? I don't like this person. She did not do last time for me. This struggle inside is not called bestower. Bestower is when you are doing, even cleaning the floor from the heart with the love is called bestower stage. Doing with love. So story is that even small ordinary seva, even in the kitchen, you chop vegetable, but you do with love. How many of you are chopping vegetable every day? Anyone? No? You can try. You can try in the morning. You can ask them what time they need. Even 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You do even simple work, but with love. And how many thousands people eating? So your vibrations will reach to thousands of people. So you are bestowing. You are a bestower, contributing your time. So that is also called stage of bestower, giver. And in as a Brahmin, we can continue to give through mind. That is the latest, no? Baba is preparing us through the mind. And during today also in the Murli, Baba said, you get 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Didi told very good method while walking towards kitchen. You have so many minutes, you can still do your avyakt stage. You can generate your prakampan, your vibrations to give to others. But to do mansa seva through mind bestowing, lot of internal work is needed. You can see your mind, how long you can hold your pure thoughts. one or two, and then later some other thought can come. Is it right or not? And it created beautiful thought, okay, I send my pure wish to this soul, and then third or fourth thought is different one. So you started to send, it stopped. So our internal work is the most important to do for our bestowing stage. What is internal work? We all have come to Madhuban here for 14 days, 15 days. Baba has given this beautiful time to us to do our internal work. Very deep down, what is in my memories, feelings, any kind of account still is there. We have to recognize that. Whatever account, hate, jealousy in a relationship, or laziness, carelessness in my personal effort, these are going to block our bestowing stage. Our internal work of 63 births, what I have been carrying in my heart about my image. You know, sometimes we have our own image, you know, or people can also see us with that image. So that image, what I am carrying in my life, you know, is the image of bestower, or sometime the image, no, I can't do. I'm not very good yogi. I'm making effort, but I'm not sure I can do. That doubt, so many things in our journey happening. So that's where we can start to see ourselves, you know, seeing the bestower is constant. But if inner conflict is there, which I have not yet recognized it, now it is the time to acknowledge, accept and let it go. I always give my experience to others that 42 days which I did tapasya here in November month, you know, maybe around 6-7 years ago or 8 years ago, I told you this is the best month for you, November. At that time also we had 70 BKs only. And half day, so beautiful to do yoga. And in that yoga, it was Dadi Janki who challenged me that you have to do Videhi Avastha, Ashari Avastha. It is called bodiless stage. Because in our Brahmin life, sometimes karmic accounts come. So at that time, I had some account going through, I was going through. So Dadi said, do this, you know, Avastha, and you will experience something. So 2.5 hour, what I was doing is checking my internal conflict. So 3 weeks it took to see what is happening. Sometimes we have taken sorrow, hurts from other souls, and we did not realize they are still sitting there. And when you do yoga, these thoughts will come. They have to take leave from you. So therefore, evening yoga I did 2.5 hours. First 3 weeks was going through these memories. These memories of taking any hurt and sorrow from any soul, it came here in the mind. Person will come, words will come, facts and figures will come, time, everything is recorded. They will come one by one, but you don't need to entertain it. Don't get entangled. This is the method. Okay? Method is even a memory of whatever, you know, soul went through is coming in the form of thought in your mind, which is blocking your bestower stage. Then what you can do? Let it go. How you let it go? Not to entangle and not to entertain. Sometimes we get entangled. Yeah, it happened. Yes, I don't like. So you get involved again through the mind. So let it go. Clear it up. Because this is very necessary to clear all accounts at the memory level. Brahma Baba did every night before sleeping. Even he had to forgive someone, he will call and forgive. I tell you another story of Brahma Baba, which is very good to understand how Brahma Baba, through his elevated action, changed his image in front of the minds of others. So it was, I think, last year we heard this first time, this story. Half I knew the story, but how Brahma Baba changed. So very good effort maker Brahma Baba was, even before Raj Yoga life, before Brahmin life. So Brahma Baba once, you know this story, no? Laukik way, Brahma Baba Dada Lake Raj. And in his home, there was, daughter-in-law, her mother, stepmother, came. And Baba just said casually to her, "Your stepmother came." And she felt a little vibration of hurt. And Brahma Baba, very good effort maker, he felt guilt that why I spoke this word. So Brahma Baba, night time, he told the Laukiks that, "I want to go today to daughter-in-law's home to say sorry. I am feeling guilt. What I did mistake today." Can you imagine? Even Brahma Baba became Brahma Baba before that. His effort so refined. Even little guilt, he wants to say sorry. So he went to say sorry. And he did. But sorry is not just enough. Forgiveness is not just enough to release yourself from the guilt, paschatap, or the mistake. Very heavy feeling still, no? Even though we say sorry, but still it keeps coming, isn't it? That person vibration and all that. And Brahma Baba, another method beautiful that I learned from Didi, one of the Didi, she said that there was a papad paste. You know, in India they make papad, and there was a dough made. Baba said to them, "What is this?" They say, "It's a making the papad dough." I said, "Today Baba will make this." They all got surprised. Why Brahma Baba has to make this effort? No, you see how Brahma Baba thought? Saying sorry, forgiveness is not enough. Still people will remember you, that you spoke to me in this way. To change that image, Brahma Baba did some action, and which was, he spent 3 hours making papad. So what will be in their mind? Baba spent time making this for us. He did not need to do that, but to change the image, they will not remember now Baba spoke like that. But what they will remember? His action. You remember? Action and words different, no? So words I said sorry, but action, yet not I have not done anything which the soul can see. So Brahma Baba showed this even before Brahmin life, that how you can change the image in the minds of others when you do elevated action. So your behavior change, your action level change, then their heart, their feelings, their mind will change. Do you remember this story so beautiful? That we can say sorry to someone, forgive, but does not mean they will forgive you unless they see your action, yes. So bestowing stage needs this kind of work, insight. Because I have seen, we can talk about bestower stage, but when the time comes, when we are in relationship, conflict comes, problem comes, confrontation comes. Sometimes our old sanskars come. At that time, our bestower stage, we forget. Then we are using our old pattern, old habits, which blocks us to experience a beautiful achievements of Brahmin life, that is happiness. So to be very close to our feelings, be very close to the self, that what I am feeling, thinking, doing, you know, constantly be aware of it. Then we will know where we are going. Otherwise, as you know, Baba said, we can become a little bit careless, and then some words can come out, and then actions are not right, and then we sit in yoga to bestow our vibrations to humanity, but these accounts will not allow me. You know, so that's why one of the inspiration I like to give all of you is the experiencing angelic stage. Angelic stage is very good stage of bestower. It means double light. It means you're not carrying any kinds of hate and also, you know, any kind of heavy feelings for any soul. So what happens in this stage, that you are reaching very close to Baba when you are very light through the mind. No burden in your mind. All of you understand, no burden means what? Yeah? Burden in Brahmin life also we have burdens, bondages, blockages. You know, Dadi Janki used to explain to us these things, that how our thoughts, you know, some attachment is bondage, isn't it? Some kind of unhappy feelings, blockage, you know, some kind of feelings I am holding at the level of my mind, you know. All the time I am worrying about health. Let's say I am worrying about my health, it's a burden. You know, and when you sit in meditation, your mind goes again and again, again and again. Same thing is called some kind of burden, issue, obstacles in Brahmin life. They will not allow us to become bestower. So that's why these 14 days when you are in Madhuban, you plan very well that these days how I want to spend to finish all kinds of burdens, bondages, blockages which I am carrying in my life. Because we really don't know when we are in our places, right? You know, we are doing job, we are looking after family, and also many things are happening. But now Baba gives us chance. In silence, check and change. This is one method, check and change. The other method, as I told you, embodiment of remembrance, Smriti Savarup. This is a very high level of spiritual power to hold this stage, that you are not allowing any vibration to attack you. It will come, that stage. But until it comes, we have to settle also all internal conflict, whichever we are carrying, either in the form of bondages, burden, blockages, and also I have seen another one, conflict. Even inner conflict for myself, to having my image for my own self. Because from childhood, I don't know what image I carry, which can block me to become bestower. So Baba has come now to make us free from all that and make me Data, bestower. So what kind of heart bestower has? What kind of dil hai uska? Dadis we have seen, Brahma Baba we have seen. So many obstacles Dadis went through. It's not a everything came like that. Really, really they went through physical, you know, accounts and relationships, you know, no money, you know, nothing in life, and yet they went through all this. Beautiful stage they built is the bestower. So the heart of bestower is generous heart, big heart, accepting heart. I can accept myself even too, accept others too. So many souls in this world, you know, many variety souls. I don't know, 2500 years, 63 births, we must have met thousands of people in our life. Isn't it? Thousands and thousands. In business, relationship, whatever. We went through so many things. And now in this Sangam Yuga, we are now clearing up everything. To become bestower means easy method, just bestow, clear up. That's why, you know, I have been telling in many classes, our evening yoga is the bestower stage yoga. You know why we do evening yoga? Clearing up with millions of people on earth. Our stage, seed stage, evening yoga, powerful stage, where your prakampan, your energy, your urja can reach to many people. Because in past, with whomsoever you lived, whatever accounts you have, these vibrations will clear their mind and they will become your friend, not enemy. Otherwise, at the time of destruction, the souls to whom you rejected in your life, you did not accept them, and they will oppose you. Destruction time. They will, in something will happen, those souls are there. They will react, oppose, damage. You know, that's why Baba is very good to tell us the methods. He says, bestow now. Evening yoga is to clearing with many people your accounts of the past. So bestower stage means you remain in the awareness, not effort maker. This is not effort making stage. It is called giving stage. Giving is Shiv Baba, giver. And you are the roots of the Kalpa tree. And Shiv Baba is called the seed. So you, the root. Roots are always ugly, isn't it? Thick, thin, dirt on it. We all understand our weaknesses, our dirt. We know that. But we are called roots. And we have connection with the seed. Who is our seed? Shiv Baba. Can you see the Kalpa tree picture in your mind? The seed, and you are the roots. So Shiv Baba and you are the roots. You are receiving from Shiv Baba the powers, and as a roots you are giving to the whole tree. Yeah. So going beyond, really bestower means going beyond. You saw yesterday video, 5 minutes video, going uparam, you are beyond all these physical memories of the world. You are taking your mind away from it, going to Baba, the seed, and see the whole world, the globe, and stay there with Baba. It's a very powerful stage, this seed stage, where your prakampan will be created and going around the whole world. Especially evening yoga is really for that purpose. So that's why bestower is a big heart, acceptance. Number two, seed stage with Baba. As I am a root, Baba is the seed. Keep this image when you do evening yoga as a bestower, to bestow your prakampan, your urja, your energy of love, peace and power. Because these are three which you have to give to the world. Peace, people are looking for peace, they are looking for love and they are looking for power. Yeah. So these prakampan, your mind has to generate. You understand, no, mind is an instrument. Only through that you can do this work. The mind is instrument, it's called yantra. You know, yantra, mind is called yantra. And this mind tool has to be connected with Baba through the method of thoughts. And then your mind, you know, where we call it download, download all the prakampan from Baba, and then it produces this prakampan for the world. That's why yoga is a beautiful subject. You like this yoga subject? So beautiful. It's very, very powerful, you know, or we can call it very precious thing Baba has taught us, that how you can produce your prakampan through the mind. You know, whole world is producing prakampan, but with anger, mood of enmity. That is also prakampan. But that is called negative. And what Baba taught us? Peace, love, and third one? All of you awake? Yeah? Which is third one? Again speak, which is third one? Not yet coming out your prakampan. Speak again. Speak loudly. Power, yes, shakti. Means alert stage, alert mind, so that your mind is not using any other prakampan which can destroy my inner happiness. So big heart, the other one I told you, how to download. The third one for bestower stage is constantly attention. Attention on the self, Swadarshan Chakradhari. Continue to see the self only, not others. Seeing the self means you are aware what you are doing, what you are thinking, what you are feeling. This is beautiful method Baba has given to us, constantly looking at the self, attention on myself. So that's why it's called Swadarshan Chakradhari. So I want to tell you one story about Brahma Baba. See, Brahma Baba's time, Baba did not have a much service to do, right? You know, in Pandav Bhavan, how Baba kept himself so beautifully occupied in seva. And that's why Baba created the hut, small hut. Have you been in Baba's hut? Imagine that hut is now beautiful, modern, and Baba's time was very old, simple. Hey, Baba very creative, always doing something new. So even Baba's swing, you saw Baba's swing? No, not this one, the picture one, world famous swing. Imagine that swing, how Baba made it? Old bed, right? How Baba kept himself so creatively, occupied in seva. Who knew this picture will be world famous picture? And Baba is sitting there. And what is that state of mind of Baba? Super sensuous joy. You go to history hall, you sit there and see every picture of Baba. One day do this homework. Go to history hall, look at Baba's picture, look at Baba's mind. Where is Baba's mind? You know, you see that one Baba's picture lying down on the mountain. You know what is that picture about? That is intoxication. Imagine that time is the beggary part in our yajna. No money. And look at Baba's mind. Highest mountain. Mind is there with Baba. That is bestower. No worry at all. 300 people, where they will get the food. Mind is not used with that. You know how Brahma Baba kept his mind very powerful? He knew what to do with his mind. He liberated himself from any mundane level worry. Sometimes, you know, we say, oh, it's a realistic, it's a logic, it's realistic, it's real to think about worry. You say also like that? Yeah? Sometimes Brahmins say like this. And they occupy their mind with worry. But Baba says, don't put your energy into worry. Where you put your energy into? Intoxication. So you keep that picture with you of Baba. Whenever your mind is going into any kind of worry, look at Baba. So intoxicated. Even in beggary role he is bestowing. He is not even worry or asking anything. Bestower stage. So this is the fourth point for us. Generous heart, mind is tool to download, attention, alert, and intoxication. How Baba created intoxication? How many of you have experienced intoxication? Can you raise the hand? When? Today? No? Sometime? Yes, sometime. Especially in Madhuban? Madhuban? Okay. Especially in Pandabhavan? Pandavan, where? In Baba's room? I sometimes wonder, you know, Brahma Baba, sitting alone there, how thousands of people come every day to meet Baba. It's a bestower stage, no? Attraction. The souls want to go, sit there, feel Baba, love Baba, get inspiration from Baba. This is a bestower stage. Baba is keep giving. Whosoever wants whatever, Baba will fulfill the need of that soul. So I want to tell you this story of Brahma Baba again. I think all of you know this little bit about Brahma Baba, how he kept his stage bestower. Many stories about Brahma Baba. One of the story is like this. When the beggary roll came. You know beggary roll in our institution? When 14 years, you know, they did tapasya, all the wealth of Brahma Baba used, no? To establish this organization. The days come, 1.5 years, 2 years, they don't have much money and they are eating only in a millet chapati and yes, buttermilk. Are you ready for that? Yeah? You do it in January. In India they do. Some centers, January full month, they eat one sabji, one vegetable and millet chapati and chaat. They are preparing for destruction. If any nothing will be there, they are already prepared. Many centers I have visited, they do January month effort. We think sit down in yoga is effort. Practically they do. They don't take so many vegetables to eat. Only 1 month. One kind of vegetable every day. To check practically whether your mind is attracted towards any kind of taste and food. Practical preparation. This is how Dadi told us, Dadi Ji. She said once Brahma Baba, this is a real story of Yoga Bhatti. She said once Brahma Baba told us 15, you know, BK, 15 rooms. They were kept in each room separately. Outside is the table. Whatever food will be given, you accept it. The one who is serving the food kept outside on the table, you should not see his face even. You are alone in the room. And you just pick up the food. And then when you start to eat, see your feelings. Oh, not good, not tasty. That's what you have to work on it. That where your old sanskar still there of attraction. So Dadi said, our bhatti is not just sitting, the yoga and then fighting with the taste, fighting. Our bhatti was to conquer all these, you know, that level feelings also. That was their bhatti. You want to do that bhatti here? One room, you are kept. Total silence. Yeah? Are we ready? Bestower stage is like preparing a mind which bestows all the time. Not go here, there, travel. To food or other things. It's the really a mind which is beyond all taste, comforts, attractions of this world. That's what Baba has come to give us. A beautiful experience of subtle region, Paramdham. The frequency, how it works in Paramdham. The frequency which works in subtle region. It's a beautiful stage to experience bestower. So Baba is preparing us. So you may not have that chance here to sit in one kotri, one cave. But Dadis did. Because 14 years, no service, right? They only cook, clean, eat, work on the sanskara. So they had a good chance to do this kind of exercises, practical. And Brahma Baba, very creative. New things he was doing with his children. Make this, you know, hut, You know, for Baba to go every day to write letters to his children, and so many centers open through those letters. These letters have become so valuable gift for many Brahmins, you know, at that time. So Brahma Baba did this creativity also. And Mamma also. Mamma, you know Mamma, right? 230 she did. Bestowing stage. Her method of bestowing was very nice. Dati Gulzar shared with us. Dati Gulzar said once, Mamma said, oh, I invoke souls in subtle region and I talk to them. She said, we got frightened. How Mamma does that? Invoke souls. So that Mamma, Dadis asked Mamma. Mamma said, early morning, all are sleeping, right? And Mamma can talk to the souls that you are a good soul. You can change now. You are Baba's child. This way, talk. In subconscious way. And then experimented. Yes, those souls changed. Can you imagine? This is also bestowing, isn't it? Through subconscious way changing souls. Practical work, because Mamma had to deal with 300 people every day. And variety sanskars. So Mamma also made effort to be a bestower. Means Amrit Vela, she will do her Amrit Vela, but also serving souls. So whomsoever we want to serve, any time we can serve, of course, but the powerful vibrations to send souls, souls can change. Mamma did this experiment. What she did? She served souls. Not to have a fear, but the bestowing stage to get them out from their weaknesses. Bestowing means like this, you know, helping souls to come out from their whatever they are holding, huh? Because they have no power in bestowal. One picture I always remember is the Mahabharat. How many of you know India Mahabharat? You have seen? You know, one year is called Agyatvarsh, right? When the Pandavas with the Lokik dress, you know, costume, they are working in the community. Beautiful one of the scene is, these are called Brahmins. But inside they are Brahmins. And they go in the market. Whomsoever they see, they say Kalyan Bhav. They don't look at their, why they are unhappy, why they are going through this. Only they are saying to them, may you be out from this account. Kalyan Bhava. You also are God's child. This is called bestowing. Thoughts, vibration. Not to thinking why they are going through. Must be some birth account. Definitely we understand that. But to get those souls out from those kind of sorrow is called bestower. So bestower is a very high level spiritual power. Very high level spiritual power to uplift souls from any kind of slavery. You know the word slavery? We saw the whole world, many, many countries go through that. But as when we become Brahmin, we know now, what is it? Our old sanskars and habits. Yeah, keeping our mind into that level of slavery. You know, Dadi Janki used to give us training in India. In the beginning, this is what she used to tell us to the Kumaris, to get out from your own, slavery. The mansikta of gulami. That I, the soul, how many births carrying these habits, sanskaras, this is where we have to get out. So bestower stage means going really deeply checking the self and getting out from our, that where the soul is depending on. Dependence we call it. adhinta. This is a nice word you have to understand, adhinta, subservient. No one is controlling me, but my old sanskars are controlling me. I am depending on something. That's what Baba has come to make us free from dependency and to become bestower. If I am still depending on any kind of name, fame, respect, love, attention, happiness, little bit far away from bestower, isn't it? I am also taking subtly from somewhere. So Baba says, get out from that habit, take experience from Baba and give to others. So it's called beautiful stage of out from dependency. Adhinta is a very, nowadays in the West they use this word, adhinta. Adhinta is more like a habit, like an insect in the, what you call, where he is, insect. He wants to go into the dirt, he doesn't want to come out. That is called adhinta. I want to do good Amritvela. I want to do class. I want to do this. I want. And yet, no power. Somewhere soul is under adhinta, subservient, dependency. That's what, once we were listening once class of Jagdish Bhai, he said that, sometimes we Brahmins, there is some kind thing is called stagnant. We are doing routine of Brahmin life and yet there is no enthusiasm into it. There is no umang, no enthusiasm. That's where the bestower stage means free from all dependency, free from all that vibration which is blocking me to give. So that's what Baba is doing, the work on us every day. But give Baba time also to let it happen. Do not stop Baba too. Sometimes we also stop Baba. Baba this, Baba that. No need to give any opinion to Baba. No need to say anything. Baba, I am here. You do your work. And this is how Dadis told us, In the morning, Dadi Janki said she used to sit in front of Baba. Baba, you tell me what to do, I will do. Finish. She's not planning. Baba will plan for the child. But you have to tell Baba early in the morning. Here I am, Baba. You are the boss. You are the doctor. You are the friend. You are the guide. You are the one who knows which soul, what they need. I am available, Baba, as a bestower for you. And let Baba touch souls. Come, they will make you phone, they will ring the phone. Oh, I want to take course from you. You see, experiment these things. Sometimes we are thinking, but let Baba, because many devotees, many scientists, many souls, five elements, they all are connected with Baba, isn't it? So Baba knows who is looking for what. But Baba says, Brahmins are occupied with their maya. Brahmins are occupied with their routine work. They don't tell me I am available. Can you tell Baba I am available? Amrit Vela, 4:45. When you finish Amrit Vela, tell Baba, Baba, I am, speak. Yes, Baba, I am available for you. Just say to Baba, activate. Don't think Baba knows, Baba knows. But activate also your thinking. Baba, I am available. Any seva, devotee seva, 7 days course seva, Brahmin seva, whatever Baba you want. I, the bestower soul, available. Is it okay to do that? So these are the methods. You can experiment and continue to grow with this beautiful stage. So now, few minutes we will do this little experiment and then question. Okay? Few minutes question answer. You want to try? 3 minutes? Okay. So sit straight, please. Keep your mind very awake. This is very, very beautiful seva through the mind. So visualize. I, the roots of the kalpa tree. Root may be thick, thin, with dirt, clean, but it's very powerful, which has connection with billions of souls on earth. I am that powerful root connected with the seed. The seed which is bestower of powers, happiness, peace, mukti, jivan mukti. Baba, through thoughts, I connect with Baba. Baba, you are the seed of humanity. All the souls of the world know you, Baba. Devotees, scientists, and other souls. But Baba, I am so fortunate. I am the root, the Brahmin child, your direct creation on earth. Baba, I am available for bestowing seva. I keep my mind, intellect free from all tribal matters. I am master bestower. You have told me the importance of Sangam Yuga today, Baba. It's called the time to make my income, make my life, character elevated. Baba, as you made my life beautiful, now I am available to reach out many souls through the mind. So visualize the globe, millions of souls. Create the wish. Let each soul become free from obstacles, become embodiment of peace and happiness. As a master bestower, I bestow this prakampan energy, urja, these waves reaching millions of souls now. So hold your consciousness as bestower. These beautiful waves through silence power, touching the hearts and the minds of souls. Wherever they are, in hospital or at war or at home, but these waves reaching to humanity. Baba, today you told me in the Murli, continue to do this seva. So I will continue to do. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. We can turn off this.
Anyone of you want to ask anything? Any question?
You want to ask any question about bestower?
Anybody?
Now you did yoga. How far your mind was able to produce prakampan or went to sleep? Just tell us, then we help you.
Om Shanti, sir.
Yes.
Sir, thank you. You gave wonderful insights about being bestower and the
method.
The thought we should have after Amrit Vela. I wanted to have an idea for those working full-time or part-time who have a busy life. First, their commitment is with their employer. So does it apply equally to those children also? I'm just wondering. Because initial day, many have morning, early morning shift. So after Amrit Vela, they have to get ready for the job and they have to be on their professional life. So how does it apply?
Actually, it is like this. Whether you are in the center or out of center, same, we are also doing professional life. We are also doing, actually easy for you, you go out in the bus, in the train or car, thousands of people, easy to do service for you through the mind. Just be aware. It's awareness. You can be in your lokic job, so you go and sit on the chair, tell Baba, you are the boss. Baba, come, together we are doing this job, professional life. That is the beautiful connection with Baba, isn't it? Make it simple and make it practical. You know? So it is no difference, it's the awareness. And once you are aware, then Baba will help you. Sometimes, you know, Baba also actually waiting for my child when he's free from all these questions, then I help you. So be free from questions, professional or non-professional, center or without center. Wherever you are with souls, with colleagues. They all are looking for something. There was one sister in Delhi. She told me a very interesting story. 16 years she worked in her office. And someone was watching her. How clarity she has to make good decision for office, for people, for work. After watching 16 years, he asked one day, where did you learn this? You see, people are watching us. If we become like them, ordinary, we are not extraordinary. You know, they are looking for clarity. They are looking for something, you can call it patience, coolness, happy prakampan. Everyone is looking for in this world. We are aware of it. Where to feel and how to produce. That's what yoga is about. Yoga is connection. Connection means your mind downloading all the time from Shiv Baba, prakampan. Just being aware, how it is easy, imagine, huh? You don't have to do anything. You are in the office, just be aware. Mind will work. Like in the sun, you go, rays you cannot see, sun is there, giving. Baba is giving me, I'm just being aware, connect and produce. But what happens in Laukik job? That we are using our mind for whatever we have to do and we forget this awareness, Simriti. And we become ordinary Simriti. Oh, I am a colleague. Oh, I am working here. I am a boss. Ordinary Simriti. That Simriti connecting with the work. Now this Simriti, I am bestower. Baba, I am here in this Laukik job. Tell Baba that. Baba, I am here in this Laukik job as a master bestower. You are my boss. You continue to give me. Oh, download. I come within a second, I download from you. Talk to Baba. He will do his work and you do your work. And see whole day, no pressure of work. No one sanskara affecting you. It's such a powerful prakampan. Automatically is generating in their hearts truth, peace, patience. That's what yoga means. That in their heart, urja is awakened, which you have. Peace, patience, love. And they also become free from pressure of work, heaviness of people's sanskara. We are so used with those, you know, prakampan, heaviness of people's sanskara, isn't it? How people are looking at me. We are so occupied with those prakampan. Here Baba is giving us very easy one. He said, you look at me only, how I am working in this world. Look at God, how He's working. How He established all Madhuban centers, Brahmins in the world. Baba doesn't have WhatsApp. Baba doesn't have computer. Baba doesn't have an office there set up. How? How His waves go around the world and people pick up? That's the refined technology Baba is introducing us, thought power. You know? So once you understand Baba's technology, it's the last technology in the world is thought power, elevated thought power. In Japan, you know, we are doing this program next year with Shivani, you know, the vibration effect on water. You know, they have a scientist, Emoto, their clinic, we give them water. Every 18th January, and they do the see the crystal how it comes out. So they are starting to realize that, but that is water only. Yeah? Their positive thoughts on water. Our is elevated yoga. Our is the Shreshth Prakampan, a thought power which can, you know, download from Shiv Baba all this vibration, and this vibration of Shiv Baba are so pure that not only human habits can change, but animals, atmosphere, five elements. Gosh, such powerful prakampan Baba has. And only Baba needs us Brahmins in this world to do this work. Nowadays people are realizing this. You know, many scientists, we are working also in Japan with some scientists, you know, they are realizing, you know, how vibrations, they say water is complicated entity out of five elements. It absorbs your vibration. That's why you have to remember Baba when you drink your water. Purify. Because everyone's vibration, now water is, I didn't drink yet, now I will drink after 1 hour. So many people's vibrations affect the water. Yeah? So understand and recognize the value what Baba is teaching, this Raj Yoga, is the highest level of prakampan which mind can produce on earth now. And we have access. And that is Shiv Baba and you, and especially your Brahmin soul, elevated. Wow. So wonderful, no? So that's why when you understand the value of this Raja Yoga, you know, so then you can see how it affects. This is how Brahma Baba did. You know, Brahma Baba's time, no technology. Remember? My mother says, Baba used to sit on the floor in history hall and they all go 45 minutes, take drishti from Mama and Baba. Within it, that 45 minutes drishti, she says, we don't know what happened. What happens? They become detached from the body. They became so light. And they went to Baba's lap. She said, we don't know how it happened. This prakampan making them detached from the body. Brijmun Bhai, Jagdish Bhai, they all sit in yoga 45 minutes when you come from your city. Take bath, first thing is sit in the history hall, on the floor. Baba, Mama come, look at, no chair even. No facility. And what was happening was detachment from the body. The soul and the body. And Baba's prakampan, very powerful. The soul become detached. That's the power of the soul, no? You realize when you are detached from the body, the dignity, the power of the soul. Otherwise these five elements, body, everything, very powerful in this world too. All the time attracting our attention and making us slave, isn't it? So that's what Baba is teaching us, detachment from the body. If you can get experience of that, prakampan, totally detached from the body, five elements, you know the value of the Raja Yoga, no? Did you get it? Yeah?
Yes, sister, thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, brother's chance.
Om Shanti, sister. Can you please explain how to eliminate our wish thoughts and over and put full stop in 1 second, and the most effective methods to do this?
Effective is that one, detachment from the body. If your mind has tasted the purest vibration from Shiv Baba, that vibration is the experience which will help you to have the contrast in your mind. The intellect, impure, waste thoughts. Brahmins are out from impurity, negativity, but waste is still there, isn't it? Because we see anyone's behavior, see the scene of drama. It's okay to understand the waste, but not to keep on thinking about the waste. That's where you need powerful detachment from the body. That taste mind has to do, the sweetness of pure vibration of Baba. That's why all of you make sure you do yoga. Go to Baba. Now you're free, let's say eat. Then go to Pandav Bhavan. Spend 2 hours Baba's room. Sit there, experience this vibration, prakampan from Baba, the detachment from the body. Don't go to bed, sleep. Renounce that. Yeah, eat less, half chapati. Then you are not so much pulled by lethargy of the body. You can do these experiments. Then you eat little and go. Be yourself. Don't ask others, you are coming. Don't do that. You, the soul, have chance to go to Baba's room, sit there, feel the detachment vibration Brahma Baba has in that room. He did a lot of internal work in that room. A history hall, Baba's room, and hut. Try to get those prakampan where you can experience detachment from the body. Don't get up, just go here, there. Sit down, really concentrate. Baba, here I am, give me experience. Do today, okay? Try it. Do these beautiful things in Madhuban. Routine is okay, class is okay, but your power comes when you are sitting and experiencing. I do, many times I go in Baba's room, sit. Don't eat. Sometimes don't eat. Do that work first. Eat later some fruit. Pay full attention to your prakampan, how to download from Baba. Otherwise your time will be gone, days will be gone, but experience will not be there. So try to go today, 1 hour sit. Half an hour it will take, your thoughts are here, there, don't worry, don't give up. But after half an hour your mind will get into concentration and it will start to download. Then you tell me tomorrow, okay? Do experiment fast, not delay also, huh? So little bit renounce sleep, so what, 1 hour? Okay, Om Shanti. Any other question, last? आप कहाँ से हो?
Permanently I am an Indian, but I have come from Canada. I live there.
आपने कोर्स कब किया था? 7 days course. 94. अच्छा. तो 94 से चल रहे हो ज्ञान में?
Yes.
तो आपका प्रश्न का सॉल्व नहीं हुआ अभी तक?
मेरा सॉल्व नहीं हुआ. जितने भी मैं माइंड
यंग ओल्ड कुछ नहीं है, ये कार्मिक के काम
में ड्रामा है. या
यंग ओल्ड क्या है? आत्मा ना यंग है ना ओल्ड है. आत्मा तो एनर्जी है. एनर्जी को जान जाना होगा, अपना प्ले करना होगा, पार्ट करेगी.
द सोल इज ओके, ओनली द बॉडी इज सिक.
बॉडी कुछ भी हो, बॉडी को क्या है अभी, है ना, लीवर काम नहीं करे, किडनी काम नहीं करे, नो लीवर वर्किंग, नो किडनी वर्किंग, सोल थिंग्स ओके, लेट मी गो टू द न्यू बॉडी. ओ ब्रिजमोहन भाई, यू सी हिज लास्ट स्टेज, ही सेड लाइक दैट, ही सेड वेरी गुड मास्टर, that soul is now going, let me go. I mean master of the body. Abhi wo soul's body is sick, kidney not work, liver not work, something not work. Soul knows, I cannot live. Go. What a body hai na, machine hai. It's not called young and old. Oh, anyone, Dadi Janaki stayed 104, right? So her role with that old body, she, how many times she is about to leave body, she still remain in the body. How many times? One day Dadi said, 2:30, all of you come. So we went. Dadi said, today I might leave body. Okay? We all stayed there in, you know, in near to Indraprastha. She says, sabko katha karo. So collect everyone. I want to give gyan while leaving. Okay, Dadi. So we all went there. While giving gyan, she shifted her role. While giving gyan, karma finish, action okay. Good karma, good action. Many times, Dadi knew the methods. Mama, Baba, they all knew what to do with their body. They took, take, give proper rest. They also gave proper yoga power. They also ate very little. Very little. We saw Dadis, because we used to serve lunch to them, very little, little they will eat. And more yoga, vibration. And here, relax. So many big organization, Brahma Kumaris, but you never see any worry in their face. That's why they lived long. No worry. Dekha na unko. I know, how many of you know Dadis, raise the hand. You saw Dadis, huh? They will not worry. Worry prakampan they will not take. They will take power prakampan from Baba. So all of you try to take which prakampan? Energy? Raise? Power. So Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Didi. Put your hands together for Didi.
I thought it's good to have a question answer without online. Sometimes people don't ask, you know. So that's why we did. Okay? Thank you. Om
Thank
Shanti.
You so much, Didi, for sharing such profound and thoughtful words. Thank you so Thank much. You. So we will sit for 2 minutes and remember Baba and then go for lunch.